And this is how I know that this is an idol, is because I guarantee you there's a lot of offended people in the church right now. Okay? Or even people online. I remember a couple years ago, I came out with a clip about Minecraft, and I said, is Minecraft sinful? And I was explaining how, you know, basically the same stuff I explain now. And man, people were so upset. How can Minecraft be sinful? It's literally this. This guy's, he doesn't know what he's talking about. This guy's salty. They're super upset because I attacked their little golden calf, right? It can become an idol. Yeah, you don't worship a false god. You may not worship Allah. You may not worship Buddha. You may not worship the God of the Mormons. You may not worship the God of the Catholics. You may not worship some pagan god. But hold on a second. What about this thing right here, though? When I start talking about this, does it rub you the wrong way? Does it bother you? Do you not like it when I hit it like that? When I'm just beating it? Huh? Does that bother you just a little bit? When I say you need to grow up? Does it bother you a little bit when I say put away the video games from among you? Does it bother you when I say put that trash away? It belongs in the garbage. You're a man of God. You ought to grow in grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Don't waste your time playing video games. Redeem the time because the days are evil. Does that bother you? How about parents? Does that bother you? Don't talk to my kids like that. You brought them to church. I told you this morning I was going to preach on this. Does that bother you? You know what it's become? An idol. It's become a golden calf. Yeah, I don't like what he's saying about that. I'm still going to do it. That, you know why? Because it's just an idol. Exodus 32, verse 19 says, and it came to pass as soon as he came nigh into the camp that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot. And he cast the tables out of his hands and break them beneath the mount. And he took the calf which they had made and burned it in the fire and ground it to powder and strawed it upon the water and made the children of Israel drink of it. Moses said unto Aaron, what did this people unto thee that thou hast brought so great a sin upon them? The Bible says, you know what? You know what you young people need to do? You need to take your Xbox. And trash that idol. Because you know what? That thing's taking the place of you reading the Bible. That thing's taking the place of your prayer life. That thing's taking the place of you living the righteous. It's taking the place of you improving your marriage. And if someone stands in the way of my marriage and my child rearing, that's what they deserve. It's an idol. Oh, you're that's too much. Well, you know what? It's not too much for God. Didn't think this is too much. God didn't think, oh man, Moses just exaggerated. He shouldn't have done that. You know, he should have just gone about it a different way. He should have, you know, just melted it and made it back to jewels or whatever and rings. I hate video games because it creates apathy in the church. It makes people not pay attention to the preaching of God's word. It makes young people apathetic towards the truth of God's word. It makes people bored with church. Even though the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's an idol. And you know what the Bible says we should do with idols? Smash them. Yeah. Destroy them.